Kyle, it's Jack. Happy Friday to you. I don't know about you, but I have had one hell of a week. A week where I've been reminded that the best thing about the world are the people that exist in it, as well as the worst thing about the world are the people that exist in it. And it's reminded me of an idea I had years ago where I thought, wouldn't it be cool that if you had the ability to shock or tase people who did something really stupid? You know, every time they just completed an act of utter lunacy, stupidity, and idiocy, and you were involved in it, you could just click a little button and you'd shock their ass and say, never do that again. Now, aside from the fact that that's illegal and inhumane and would never, never be allowed, the only other issue I have with it is my fear that I would be the one getting shocked because, you know, unfortunately, I'm human, and every now and then I conduct my own acts of stupidity. Although I tend to feel badly about those most of the time when it happens. Probably worse than you realize because I'm good at acting. But still, the idea of being able to tase people, I kind of like it. I hate to admit it. Or maybe the Schmata Queen would loan that giant black purse, you know, that she fills with rocks. Because let me tell you, that chick can swing it and give you one good wallop in the head. Whew! Oh boy. So, as the week has gone by, and I've engaged in thought, I've had a number of different ideas pop into my head again, primarily when I've been stuck in traffic, because, you know, when you're sitting in traffic, you got nowhere to go and nothing to do other than look ahead of you and try to make sure you don't rear-end the guy in front of you or crash into the guy next to you or get rear-ended, you think. So I was thinking just about what I would do if I was a billionaire again, just for fun. And I started to think about what I'd want. So one of the things that I would want for myself if I were a billionaire is probably the ability to hire my own barber so I could have somebody shave me. You know, just my facial hair I'm talking about. You know, the rest of the hair can stay. But that feels so damn good. And if you know me in real life or see my picture by chance, then you know I've got black hair and my facial hair is black. And, you know, I get that 5 o'clock shadow pretty quickly. Not to mention I can grow a beard in about 2 weeks. So trying to find a good blade that I can use that gives me a clean shave that doesn't cause, you know, great razor burn and, you know, it's just nice. It's been a pain in the ass to find. So, you know, not so long ago, I did some crowdsourcing, and I got a number of different recommendations. So I settled on a blade by Dorco, and Dorco, I believe, provides the Dollar Shave Club with their blades. And it's given me a nice shave, but it's still not as close as I'd like, and I still have a little razor burn issue that's irritating me. And it's just not the same as going to the barbershop, lying back in the chair, having a hot towel put in your face, and then having a guy with a straight blade just shave you. Oh, I love that. Yeah, I have to admit, maybe I'm a little paranoid sometimes, but it does feel a little weird to give somebody a razor at your throat. but if I were a billionaire, that might be on the list of things I'd want. And I would probably add a personal chef, and I would add a great house with a great library. I don't know, with like 25-foot ceilings, overstuffed chairs, and bookshelves that went all the way up, you know, the 25 feet filled with books. Just a wonderful room to read in. And I would probably have some other, you know, property elsewhere, maybe, you know, in the mountains and on the beach where I could, you know, do some reading as well as writing, of course. Got to have a great space for writing, but you got to read too. If you're not reading, you're not writing, at least not as well as you could be. And I'd want the private jet, because the private jet is not because I dislike being groped by TSA, because, you know, who doesn't like having some stranger touch their junk? But I would love to have the opportunity to just go more places on my schedule and my time frame, because the way I want to live and the way I like to live is to have experiences. When you travel, you have experiences. And so you got to live hard. You got to, you know, try and live long. You don't always have a choice about living long, but you have a choice about living hard, at least in theory, you know, unless you're getting tased, you know, in which case. But no, let's just drop that. We'll go back, ignore, pretend I didn't say that. And then I will also share with you that This weekend, my daughter is having her birthday party. Now, if you read the post I wrote to her on her birthday, I can tell you that I'm proud of that post. It's one of my favorites, and because it was, you know, real, raw, and authentic, which is sort of my favorite kind of, you know, blog post to write or read. You know, it may not be my best work, but it's real, so I like that. But tomorrow night, when we have all these girls here, I'm going to be smiling and doing my best to have them have a good time and, you know, be a good host. I can guarantee there's going to come a point late in the evening where I'm going to think, go the fuck to sleep. Happens every time. Somewhere in the midst of all this, I just start to unravel. Maybe it's because it's 3 o'clock in the morning and they just haven't gone to bed, or at least it feels that way. But my daughter loves it, and, you know, the girls mostly love it. You know, we get some girl drama sometimes, you know, varies from year to year, but, it's worth the smile on her face. So anyhow, that's what I got for you right now. We've talked about what happens if I was a billionaire. We talked about what happens, you know, if I could get a closer shave what I want, you know, if I were a billionaire, and some odds and ends. And the moral of the story is, you know, try and live long and live hard. I don't know if that's the moral, but you know what I'm saying. I'm just tired. I got coffee in me, not enough, and a little bit more work to do before I can start my weekend. So in any case, I'm Jack. You're not. Be thankful for that. And I will see you around cyberspace.